This is Skipper Albert AWOL, the voice of the jungle, broadcasting on the DBC to all points unknown. If you're within the sound of my voice, you're listening to AWOL Airwaves on the DBC. And now, here's today's river tip from Skipper Bill of the Congo Connie. Bill says, if it rains in the jungle, who cares? That's why they call it a rainforest. Thanks, Bill. Any travelers who may need to exchange foreign currency during their voyage needn't worry. There are banks all along our rivers.
Eyes like searchlights in the night, gorgeous teeth and snowy white. Take a look, here comes my ball and chain. She's a sunny gem to me, tons of personality. Take a look, here comes my ball and chain. Oh, we do a huddle when we hit a chair. How she can cuddle is no man's affair. I looked around from pole to pole, found her in a sugar bowl. Look out, here comes my ball and chain.
In addition to beautiful Malaysia, Burma, Siam, and Cambodia, Lotus Tours offers two new destinations, Boston and French Lick, Indiana. That can't be right. Correction. That's Borneo and French Indochina. Bookings may be made at any travel office within 1,000 miles of this jungle outpost. Attention skippers! If you're looking for some variety and need to log extra time at the wheel, another group of, volunteers is being shanghaied for nighttime excursions down the Congo. These fascinating cruises through total darkness can be both exhilarating and unpredictable.
Oh, we do a huddle when we hit a chair. How she can cuddle is no man's affair. I looked around from pole to pole, found her in a sugar bowl.
All skippers should take note of the following changes along the jungle cruise rivers. First, it is no longer considered sporty to hold small children over the edge of the boat while traveling through the hippo pool. Contrary to popular belief, this does not stop their ears from wiggling. That's the hippos, of course, not the children. Second, due to the fact that a boatload of passengers on board Zambezi Zelda entered a Cambodian ruin and failed to come out, any and all temple ruins are now off-limits to your cruise. And finally, passengers requesting extended tours should be referred directly to the booking office, where they will receive immediate medical treatment.
I have never envied folks with money. Millionaires don't get along so well. I have you but haven't any money. Still the combination would be swell. Oh, baby, what I couldn't do with plenty of money and you. In spite of the worry that money brings, just a little filthy lucre buys a lot of things. And I could take you to places you'd like to go, but outside of that I've no use for dough. It's the root of all evil, of strife and upheaval. But I'm certain, honey, that life could be sunny with plenty of money and you.
All skippers in training are required to wear a leopard hatband so travelers at dockside will know not to board your boats. We know that communicating on the jungle rivers can be difficult at times, so we're always glad to pass along any warm personal greetings from one skipper to another. Here's one now from the skipper of the Senegal Sal to the skipper of Irrawaddy Irma. If you can't drive, stay off the river. Isn't that nice?
Oh, baby, what I couldn't do with plenty of money and you. In spite of the worry that money brings, just a little filthy lucre buys a lot of things, and I could take you to places you'd like to go. But outside of that, I've no use for dough. It's the root of all evil, of strife and upheaval. But I'm certain, honey, that life could be sunny with plenty of money and
attention, skippers. Don't forget to submit your entries for the Name the Crocodile contest. The winner will receive a one-week all-expenses-paid cruise for one on the jungle river of his choice. For safety reasons, all passengers are asked not to feed any animals that may approach your vessel before, during, or after the jungle cruise, including the ravenous guides working at the unload dock. Thank you. Friday night's Jungle River movie, Tarzan and Me, has been canceled due to the fact that those pesky gorillas have once again borrowed our projector. Any skipper interested in retrieving the projector will receive a free day's ration of banana bits, the dried fruit of choice among all Jungle Cruise skippers. Equatorial Expeditions presents The Route of the Lost Queen. 2 and 3 week journeys are available on a first-come, you-must-go basis. Interested parties should contact I.L. Beefair at the Office of the Interior. Mating season has begun at the African Elephant Staging Grounds. All boats are cautioned to use extreme care when traveling through this part of the jungle. Attention all skippers! Tomorrow night's bachelor party for Skipper Carl, originally scheduled for the African Elephant Staging Grounds, will now be held at the Indian Elephant Pool. Proper swimwear is mandatory. Instructions on how to dock a half-sunken boat will be given this Tuesday morning at loading dock number 1. Due to reasons that are more than obvious, these maneuvers will not be open to the public. Skippers, we have yet to receive any entries for our Name the Crocodile contest. Besides, a one-week all-expenses-paid cruise for one on the jungle river of your choice. You will also now receive one slightly used pygmy war canoe. Enter today, please.
Yes, yes, my baby said yes, yes. I'm glad she said yes, yes, instead of no, no. Next Sunday, I didn't say Monday. It's gotta be Sunday.
Welcome aboard. I'm Joe, your skipper today. I'll say your tour guide, your alligator wrestler. If you don't laugh at my jokes, maybe your swimming instructor, huh? We are starting a 2.5-hour cruise across 3 continents and 4 rivers, starting in South America on the Amazon, where everything is larger than life. Just look at these giant butterflies, also known as Plasticus mechanicus. These butterflies can have a wingspan ranging anywhere from 12 inches all the way to a whopping 1 foot. How about that, huh? Wow. Now, you know, the Amazon's got about 4 times as much water as other rivers. A lot of it comes from waterfalls like this one. We call this Inspiration Falls because the longer you look, the more they inspire you to go deeper and deeper into the jungle. Everybody say, ooh. Everybody say, ah. Wow, you guys really inspire me. That's right. And we are now on the Congo River, deep in the heart of darkest Central Africa. We've arranged a pygmy welcoming party up ahead, and these natives are friendly, so let's wave and say hi. Ready? Wave and say hi to the pygmies! I can't see any pygmies. Canoe? Looks like a really dead party, doesn't it? Well, gee, I wonder what scared them off. That's a funny name. Whoa, giant python. No wonder. These guys can grow up to 24 feet, and this one looks hungry. So let's get out of here while we can. I just want to pass by my camp and pick up a few things that I've been...
Oh, look at that. I hired these guys to help me break camp. It looks like they broke everything.
Only did one good thing. I couldn't start that Jeep. Looks like they got it to turn over. I think they called 888. I heard they used a monkey wrench. Sorry, guys. The jokes, they don't get any better. We're on the Nile River now. It's the world's longest, over 4,000 miles. And if you think you're still in the Congo,
you're in the Nile.
Here's an African elephant. Come on, speak. Louder. Now belt. Excellent. I'm working with this one here, too. It's pretty smart. Come on, speak. Good. Louder. Soak the boat. I'm only kidding, guys. You don't do that. Just joking. But I want you to look at these rocks now. They are all made of sandstone. I hear some of you take them for granted. We are now entering the African belt, a place where many animals come for a cool drink from the Nile. Unfortunately, some don't make it back to their herds because of these lions, and that demonstrates the first law of the jungle, which is survival of the fittest. Coming up next on the right is an example of the second law of the jungle, and that is survival of the fastest. I warned that guy, too. I told him a rhino could run as fast as a horse, but he didn't listen. I think he'll get the point in the end, right? How's it like to be low man on that totem pole, huh? No, thank you, right? Ouch. Anyway, guys, as you can see, we do have danger looking around every bend in the river. This one is no exception as we enter crocodile country. If you look to the right now, you'll see Old Smiley. He's the bigger one, and he's been here about 100 years. Then that's his girlfriend, Ginger, but be careful, Ginger snaps. She is one tough cookie. That's right. And up ahead, we have Schweitzer Falls, named for the great Dr. Albert Falls. We have several waterfalls in our jungle, but Schweitzer is our largest, our most powerful, and our most beautiful, I think. Lovely waterfall, beautiful waterfall. Well, everybody, it's plain to see how I landed this job, right? Sure, I took a crash course, but I'm pumped. And that'll be the tail end of those jokes, right? As we enter a pool of hippos. These guys, they are heavy and they could actually capsize us. I gotta be careful here. See how they pop up out of the water? These guys are really very unpredictable. They go up, they go down, and never know when or where. So it makes that a very dangerous place to drive. I am glad we're getting out of this hippo pool. All right, everybody, next I get... Oh, no. Oh, no. Either that's a war dance, or those guys lost the key to the men's room again. By the way, not a safe place. You don't believe me? Just ask my last crew. They didn't believe me, and now look at them. The boneheads. Yeah. Well, these guys, they like to sneak attack from this hill over here on the right side. So let's be quiet. I think we can all get out of here now. Everybody, shh. Push on the left. Everybody down, quick. Don't worry about looking stupid. That's my job. I was really close, too. I am so glad to get out of there. All right, guys, now, good stuff, good stuff. Get your cameras ready here, something you don't see every day. It's the backside of water. We're in Asia now on the Mekong River, deep in Cambodia, and it looks like they had an earthquake. I don't recognize the entrance to this temple. What do you think? Should we go in? Yeah, we're going in. I think we might find treasure. This temple was dedicated years ago to that goddess, Shirley, which is why we now call it the Shirley Temple. Practically anything can happen when you're out here in the jungle. Coming up next on our left-hand side, no trip to the jungle is ever complete unless we stop here at least for a moment or two to visit with our old and very good friend, Chief Nami. And folks, there he is. It's Chief Nami, head salesman of the jungle. Of course, he tells us business is shrinking. So he's got a special deal for you, two of his for one of yours. But don't worry, no matter how they slice it, you'll come out ahead. Right. And now, guys, we're just going to wait here just a few minutes until it's our turn to enter the dock. Our dock, by the way, is made of solid hickory, and when it rains, it becomes a slippery hickory dock. So please be careful out there. And as we enter this dock, please remain seated with all hands, arms, and elbows all the way inside the boat until we come to a complete stop. Did you all have fun today in the jungle? Fun's not over, guys. Stay seated. Still having fun, still having fun, still having fun. Okay, fun's over. Get out.
Hold your feet in suspense. Lord, Lord, listen to the rhythm, King.
All boat captains, please be advised that there have been several reports of aggressive butterflies along the inner banks of the Amazon River. Three guests have reported minor confrontations. To minimize the chance of future injuries, butterfly repellent is strongly recommended. Attention all passengers. Attention all passengers. A rather large leopard has recently been seen in the vicinity. The animal can be identified by its razor-sharp teeth, long, menacing claws, and a loud, ferocious growl. If spotted, please contact the local authorities immediately. Oh, dear. Never mind. We seem to have found him. Nice pussycat.